to holding a simulation on Gimel, Sif Gimel. Hamashkin Baboker Barah Shahikticha Tavshiloi. Vyore Ben Yaktiach Yerzer, he saw that his person wakes up Shabbos morning and realized that his food is starting to burn. And he's concerned that it'll burn more. So Yachal Hasir, he can take it off the Shahiyah. Lanir Kader Yashana Rekonis. A pia kira, he could put a old pot on top of the kira. Was yosim hakadera shatav shal basoch al gabi kadera rekonis, and he could put kaduch hazorah back onto this empty pot. So he's raising it up, and therefore it will be a little bit further distance, so it won't be as hot and it won't burn. V'yizor shal yosim kaderos al gabi karkos, he can't do Chazorah, if he put it down, so he has to make sure that it's not put down. And he has to put it back, but it's, when it's still hot. So the Shulchan Aruch requires that it should be resachas, which means it's yatzel at his boy. Will be mekel. Ramos says, if you put it down in the b'di'evit, yeah.
I'm just wondering about the use of the word. That's boiling. Why? Doesn't seem like the appropriate word to use here.
It's we'll see it again and again. The usage of the Shulchan Aruch means yatzel at his bo. We'll see it here. We'll see it raised in Shmini Tes. Okay. Now the question is, Mishabur. The first thing Mishabur deals with this is why an old pot? So these kaderas were made out of cheris. So. Mishmur Ayin Test Yeshana Awe Chadosha Osir, a new pot which has not been used on the fire yet, is also to put there because the Mislav and Ayyadeh Achoyim and Nasas Kli Gemur Ayyadeh Zed. So this is the final process of firing up the and strengthening the pot. So it gets heated up by the fire which is there, and that finishes the process. So you have a problem of Tikkun in the Kli. But our pots, which we get them after they've been fired in this very large kiln, so you're not really adding anything more by putting them onto the oven over there. I don't know what was Matthias Bisman Chazal. He's saying it was different. So Mishnah Berurah says that Lisa Shasat Chak, you can definitely be Makel and say that our pots are different.
So why only Shasat Chak? Why only Efshar? It's like. He's not taking it all for our pots.
So, I guess he wasn't as confident. The Bashartin sends you to Simon Tavkuf Bey's. I don't remember what the issue over there in Tavkuf Bey. I mean, somebody says this din of the Reb Chadasha, but apparently there seems to be some issue over there in Tavkuf Beis, which I'm not recalling. Okay, Rekonis. Now, why does the pot have to be empty? You're taking a new pot, which wasn't on the fire before, with contents, and putting it on the fire. You're doing an asina l'chatchila on that food. So the clear has to be empty. Apia kira. So you cover over the top of the kira, the high of the kira kagrufa b'ktuma. So that gives the kira a status of grufa b'ktuma, which will allow you to do chazara. Shreya kader. So Sema says pia kira, because so you're covering the pia kira is equivalent to putting the ashes on top of the coals. Therefore, you're now allowed to do chazara with your pot, which has food in it. Okay. So here's the first time with the Mishnah Berurah touches on this idea that grufa is removing the coals, and ketumah is covering the coals with ash, because the word kitma is ash. Here we're not covering the coals directly. We're just putting some type of a covering over the whole thing, and we're arguing that that functions with the same halacha as ketumah. So that's where your idea of a blech, saying a blech should function as a ketumah, even though it's not diminishing the temperature, which the ash on top of the coals would do so. So Mishaburna sends that, that's the Seter, and that would be a source for that concept. Now Mishaburna takes it a step right and says, Afizeb, and Tumagan Rum says, Hu adin gamatarim shalanu, kasha'esh b'seicha. So there's a lamash of fire in there, not just coals. Kamkin shar litan lamala al gabi maziba shalataner. Kimash maziba mafsik ben akhtero ben o'esh. Wooden kasha'esh b'seicha kaklin shabataner. So I'd love to tell you, I know exactly when see is what they're talking about. It seems to be, so the maziba could be some type of a shelf which sticks out towards the top of the tanner, and you would put the kadera over there, but the shelf functions as a blockage between the where the kadera is and where the fire is. So a bigger chiddush, because you're not covering the fire per se, that's a natural thing. He said, even that's a mutter. And he says, you ought to put it inside of the kachlin. So we're going to see this kachlin thing again. The way I seem to understand it, based on what the Ramah and the Mishabura describe later on in Sif Hey, if you picture some of these, like they have like these big ovens that they use, and they have in some of these homes, which are they're not freestanding. It's not a freestanding pot belly stove, but it's like built into the wall, and so you have the place that would heat the house. So besides heating the house, you have some type of an indentation on top where you could put pots on top to cook things over there. So he says, suggests since the wall of the oven acts as a blockage between where the fire is and where the pot is, shrimot. Then he says,
where the pot is, pot.
Okay, actually, I can't repeat. Since that's the normal place that you cook, so Maril says that can't act as the logic behind Ketuma is it acts as a reminder not to come to stir the coals. So if this is the normal place that you cook, it would not act as a reminder. So what you would need to do is put on that some type of a piece of wood or something of that sort. And then that'll be the hecker, and that'll function the equivalent of your ketumah. Okay, Masha B'Sayvasim, and Ramah seems to introduce that idea of this maril. You have to put something there on top of these places. So putting on the kachlin, around on the maziva, you have to put a piece of wood on top first. V'ayim agen Ram, B'Sayvasim, Reish Tentes, B'dini Shehiyah, Hatmana, Shehiyah, Tegam, Kein, Kemaril. He brings a maril mashu sham da yere hacker dover hamafsik mutafil litin the chatila b'shabbos. He says, I'll take it a step weiter. You can even put it there on Shabbos. Vayim rechlusher kiveger sham, which questions that. So here it's interesting then, because betzim the wall of the case of the kachlin, the wall of it is there to heat the house. So you have the fire inside, heat the house. You say, why should I waste that opportunity? I put a place where you can put a pot there on top of it also. Batsim, it's not inside of the oven. This is, so it's hot enough that the heat comes up and it'll cook. So you say, okay, put a hecker there. So now maybe that's better than the case of Chazara. It's not really, even though it's on top of the oven, it's not an opening. So that we could argue with even the Sinan Chathil is mutter. If the place is warm enough that the food will heat to yatzel lettuce boy, so you can't put it there. And as long as you can't even put it there, even if you plan to take it off before it gets to yatzel lettuce boy, because afraid you're going to forget. So if this is a place where it's hot enough, it will generate a heat of yatzel lettuce boy, so you can't put it there because of bishul. So he said you shouldn't put it down like Abi Karko. Shal Yosim, Kiril Badin Chazorah, because this is an act of Chazorah. And Shatir Rasakhaz, it has to still be had. Ayn Leo Mishaburus, Kot Nadal, the Nogal Hokal, in Loni San Lagamri. So according to the Mechaber, you need it should be hot still, which is Yatsu Ledisbo. And according to the Ramah, you need it should not be in the Stan Lagamri. So if it's still warm, even though it's not Yatsu Ledisbo, that's going to be Mutter.
Isn't this kadera what we call kadera al gabe kadera? Exactly. You're taking another pot and putting your thing on top of that pot.
Actually, that's the next step.
But isn't this exactly that case? This
is actually not. We will see the next Kanech about it. Okay. So they take this a hot water which they want to use one second. Actually, not the next sentence. Hey, okay. So you want to do hatmana. So you have the scenario over here where you're afraid that your food that's on the stove will start to dry out and start to burn. So you do hatmana on hot water. So you have hot water. So it's not a problem bishul because the water is still yatsa lettuce bo. Let's say that's your plan. So then, when us know some the sorcha kadeva b'shabes keshatav shom istamek, so that you can't do. Well, the question is, so that's all the Shulchan Aruch says. So what exactly is the scenario? What's the problem? So the problem could be sometimes the water goes to blow yatzel at us, so now you're doing a bishul mitzvah that. Sometimes, or the argument is they weren't being makbid to do kadeva to that water that you're adding. Is a form of it would require the rules of chazora, but it's coming from a hatmana to al gabi kira, which is not mutter. Right. So the Mechaberin Sif Gimel just dealt with the idea of just raising the pot. You're not adding any water over here. We're now adding water. Where's the water coming from? We did mention that that we hold you can be master from one place to the other, so I can take my water out of my urn, put it into my cholent, take the cholent off, bring it under the urn, put some water from the urn into the cholent, and put the cholent back. So the cholent's going back to the same place. The water is coming from the urn, which is on the fire, onto where the cholent is, and that's fine. If you want to use a cup in between, so then you get, then you have a question. The more it has a suffering in that case, you took it from the urn into a cup. So that's like, it's a form of hainicha. You put it into this cup, and now you want to then take it from the cup, pour it into the chal, and put it back. So mikra then we paskin that case is mutter. Give me a second. See if I can find it. Sharasin over here. In Sukkot Mem Zion, as the Sharasin said, that if you put it agabi mito, agabi sapso, that's the first sheet of here is Arabi Yodai. So the Ramah said, mito sapso is mutter. No, I'm sorry. He also that's the Ramah holds it's aser. Well, iskarti pinim b'meichem l'meichem shazochem magen ram shen lav hachi yesh teyas shemikilim b'meichem sheni teyas is ran alkein l'pinim zayti pshos for the yesh lisvacham makilim b'bayezu. So pinim b'meichem l'meichem mishabur is pasking his mutter. So the fact that you put it into a other container in between does not make it aser to do chazara. So I could take it off of the fire, pour it into another container, and put that one back. So Shlomo Zalman says, if I can take it off of the fire, put it into a different container, and put the new container back, so who would then I can take off of the fire, put it into a cup, and then pour it into a pot, and put the pot back? It's not any worse. If I can put the cup with the liquid, I can put the water into the pot and put it back also. So that's the aid something you can do.
Our electric urns qualify as al-haish for the purpose of taking water.
Yes,
and putting back
So if you're machmer pinim b'meichem l'meichem, so then you have then you would have to, what you would have to do is put the shalom pot right under your urn and open the urn. Then you get involved in the interesting shaila of the zeya from the shalom pot making your urn fleshig. Then you can't use it for your, with your coffee. So I once had a situation where two young light in the kollel. So Reuven's shalom was burning. He didn't have any. He didn't have an urn. Shimon had an urn. So Reuven takes his cholent, goes next door, and puts it under Shimon's urn, not relying on this Mishnah Berurah. And the Zeya went up, right, it was close enough, so when this, you have this hot burning cholent, you put this stream of water into it, it goes, and it makes all of this steam, which went up and then touched the urn. The Shimon wasn't home, and when he came home, he says, "What'd you do? So you're a mazik. He made my urn fleshig. The whole purpose of the urn is to be able to have a cup of coffee with me." So he took him to a perpsak and a dintura that he's a mazik to have to pay for the damage to his urn. It was hard to award him that halachically. Anyway, so noigim lahatman. The truth is, you know, nobody has to be so firm. The mishabur passes it's mutter pinim mekel lemeiz. You know. So, they prepare hot water from before Shabbos in case the tavshil will start to dry out and you need the water. But that's Shulchan Aruch Limchus Bezeh. Shulchan Aruch says, don't do this. Why? The problem echad hayatzaletis, but Hashanah yatzaletis, well, the two items, one will be not hot enough. So when you're adding the hot one to the cooler one, you're cooking it, you're reheating it. So if that's the concern, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's a problem. But the where we hold in bishalach and bishal mikritin, we just say if it's cooled off legamri, you're machmer. But it's not; it's so warm, it's mutter. So in kain, I feel him echad any yatzaletis boy, vischama yatzarubas gam kain shori. So that's mutter. V'cheinu ma'isim b'choyim shenoy. It's mutter to add this water, which let's say is no longer yatzaletis boy, but as long as it's still warm, into the cholent, which is still hot. Yatzaletisbog, and the water will be heated by the cholent to back the yatzaletisbog, but that's fine because then bishalach or bishal make rid of it. Ma'isim b'chenu ma'isim b'choyim. Now b'choyim is lav dafka means every Shabbos. Chenoisim the stecha kara kitniyos marin olayim miklirishin roitim shabbosos. You put the kitniyos which have been cooked. But they're cold, and you pour onto them the rite of Shabbos, or some gravy. Kain kimish hakitnius mekliisheni, we are mekliirishin. Why don't we argue? Once you put the kidneys into the kliisheni, they are no longer. That's like the, that's equivalent of an halacha that's nistanin. And they do ir mekliirishin, which still cooks. Habay bishul, al karach kimon nistan legamri lo shayach by bishul. If that's the whole chashash that we're worried about, so according to our minig for Ashkenazim, that's going to be mutter. Okay. V'avshad l'zek kibin aramah b'mashakosav ayin l'kamam b'sevin shin yuches tano dein l'hakman b'dover b'kamokam b'mashakosav ayin l'kamam b'sevin shin yuches. You should use a ladle in between. So even though a ladle is questionable what its status is, the whole thing is a chumrah. So for that purpose, a ladle will definitely be sufficient. If they mamash the totally room temperature, so then you're going to have this problem of irreclamation. Interesting point that we have. We all cliche is not mavashal. So if you give the kaf a dinner with cliche, the ladle a dinner with cliche, So even though it's boiling, it's Yatz Letters Boy, and it will cook, it will heat the Morok to Yatz Letters Boy, since it's a cliche, it's even cliche, so it's water. So to understand that conceptually, so when you're discussing the Kerech of Bishul, that makes a lot of sense. If the Bishul is cooking, so we say that a klisheni, which doesn't have the heat in its walls, will is allowing its contents to cool, so when it is now joining something else, it's supposed to be doing cooking, when it has no power to cook, because cooking takes a certain period of time, and this is the opposite, it's cooling. The walls are drawing the heat out, so it doesn't cook. But if the whole melacha is heating, it doesn't cook, but it heats. Right? Take the temperature, because Yatz Letters Boy, it's a problem. So if the whole thing is only defined by Yatz Letters Boy, so what does it mean, the klisheni? So I have a klisheni, I have water, let's say we're going to say Yatz Letters Boy is 130 degrees. I have a water in a klisheni, I take its temperature, and it shows me that it's 180. And now I pour it from klisheni into this room temperature mark. It's, yeah, no problem, it's from a klisheni. So if it has to cook, I get it. If it tells me it has to heat, I don't get it. So I never fully understood that halacha. Okay. Okay. Now let's tackle Sifhei. Sifhei is, again, one of these long Sifim. It's probably should do it piece by piece. First case, mutter loses a peak there is common b'Shabbos. Tavshosh and Yisbal Shemir b'Shabbos called Tzarchet. So I have a pot, shehir, I have a cholent pot, sitting on the fire, you know, sitting on the its base, so that's fire, electric ash is ash. And it's hot, so I want to come on Shabbos in the morning and take out some chicken from the fridge, and put it on top to warm up. It's dry food, same. It's fully cooked, so there's no bishul anymore. If it's fully cooked, it ain't bishul like a bishul. Heating it is only considered bishul by a liquid. This is not a liquid; it's a solid. So there's no problem with bishul. No problem is you're heating it, so you don't need tanai chazara to put it on top of a pot. Go and pandish kiyatze behem. So you have your pandish. Pandish was like a kugel with some meat in it, type of a thing. L'chama to heat it. Fish ain derech bishul b'kav. Since the whole issue is the tanoi chazara are also addressed, the problem looks like bishul. You don't cook on top of a pot. So it's mutter. Okay, so that's the first din. So the bir locha before in Sif Gimel says, one second. You told me over there that the heter is kederech rekonis. Now you're telling me even a kederech which has food in it. So which one is it? So it is not even. Here's a case of kederech common. It's kederech which has food in it. So, and here you're doing the sin of chatkila, and there we're only matzah chazara.
Right, and the tanai chazara.
Right, but over here you're taking Shabbos in the morning out of the fridge. So how do we understand that? So let's see Mishabura, and then we'll look at that bir halacha. A pea carrier there is common. I feel he met us all age, even though the pot is directly on the fire. So it's still mutter. Called tzarchei, the food is fully cooked. That's a Russian. Dovers and shkarni special. Fill me sound like achakach legarmi. Suit leis v'mishum bishul. Fill the who dovers yesh v'roitzer. So now he brings in the machloikus of yesh bishul or bishul or not. According to Russia, once it's fully cooked. Even if it's fully, it cools up fully, and it's a liquid, in bishul achar bishul. Al shulchan aruch sasim lekamam mishum mishinim kaz sipta al kadas a rosh shesayver the davar sheyesh bo moruk in the sanin yesh bo achar kach oy mishum bishul a liquid is a problem of bishul. And a liquid doesn't necessarily mean just a liquid; it can mean also a food which has liquid and solid. So even though the solid is not a problem, but the liquid part will be a problem. If it's a very minimal amount of liquid, there's a taz over there says, you know, then, which either, first of all, even if it gets absorbed, that's as it heats, it just gets absorbed directly into the solid. So you don't really see the liquid cooking on its own. That's fine. It could be even if it's more than that. Mikra then would be mutter. We're machmer if the liquid's any case where when the liquid is going to like be flowing around beyond the solid, Yishmei machmer. The Taz says the best, he holds it's only roiv. If roiv of it is a solid, that's mutter. It's only roiv is a liquid is the problem. But we're machmer more than that. So this is mutter because there's no liquid in it. Kipandish who lechem ofim hamamula bebasser. It's a type of a dough with meat inside. There's no liquid really over there. Kliyama lespo mishum bishul afim nisan legamri kumasha kozum simajim ches sift as well. A solid which is fully cooked, there's no bishul problems afterwards. So you ought to do this shem midera bishul b'kach. So you're doing the sinah lechatchilo on Shabbos. Because it's not derech bishul. Let's learn the af the kaimalon should also lead to the chachila b'shabbos alakira. It's fully cooked and it's still hot. We got a kira grufa ketum and the kira is grufa ketum. It's still also to do the sinah lechachila. You can do chazor. You can take something off and put it back on, but you can't put something there new on Shabbos. And over here you're allowing that. So hasam atamishum. The answer is, but why is that usher? Because it looks like you're doing bishul. People see, oh, he's doing bishul. He's putting something on the fire in Shabbos. But over here, which the derech bishul b'kach, abul hachad ein derech bishul b'kach. The here we're saying the point is this is not where you cook normally. I already have some kedera. Vein derech kamavashul. So over here, it doesn't look like bishul. So it's mutter to do nesin in the chalchil. However, yesh bar harba shuman shenikrish yesh achma shem noled shenimuch hashemun shuman k'moshe kosim shenikhes tesayim bagoa ayin shem. We have a new problem of noled of that you're melting the liquid, so that's like you're creating. Before it was a solid when it was had cooled, and now it's, you're making it into liquids. That's a form of the liquid which comes out is like a new item which is also to eat. Okay. So that's the first din. So before we see the next stage, let's go back to that Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is on Sif Gimel. Mizor Shel Yosim. So we say you have to meet Tanoi Chazor. So again, so what's the problem? We have in Sif Gimel and Sif Hey, we have a person's putting food onto a Kedera. And Sif Gimel says it's only mutter if you meet the conditions of Chazorah. And Sif Hey, we're telling you it's mutter without meeting the conditions of chazor. You're not; it's not chazor. You're putting it there lechatchila on Shabbos. It was cooked 2 days ago. It's not an extension and continuation of what was before. It's a new mice in the sina. And Sif Hey, we say that's fine. Sif Gimel, we say no. It's not chazor. That's the question. Okay. So if you go into the Bir Halacha Yizor, look into two lines in. Or three lines in. The Chor, we have a steer over here. The Chor says, "Hey, Hetak Ladina, Estibri Arash, Meshuba Beisiyasa B'Shem Aran Perakira, Kosta B'Shmoy Yisrom, the Mutter Litan Chachkila B'Shabbes. You'll have to put it on Chachkila. The Av Shakader Hatachdona, a Menas Alei Hashim, the bottom pot is on the fire. Kim and Shehim Mafsek is, but that bottom pot acts as a hefsek." But if a mikir grufa ketumah, this is better than a grufa ketumah. You talk, you need tanoi chazor. You have to have oyder b'yoder, not lahachzor, etc. But you're not putting it on the kira grufa ketumah. You're putting it on the pot. So that's much better. And even the sila chachil is mutter. So we'll see you later. Case later on. I can't if there's a fire in the fireplace. So I can't put it on top of the fire, but I can put it down the ground near, even though it'll heat up, because it's not where your people cook. People come to cook, don't put the pot on the floor away from the fire. So it doesn't look habitual. This is the same thing. Okay, so but over here, we're saying you need Tanai Chazara.
Where are we saying you need Tanai?
In Sif Gimel. It's also Sif Gimel. You came late for it. So the Dagomar Vava asked the question. And he suggests maybe the kiman shein upon the darker lefu is al gabi kira ishal hakub azayin shom. So it's a halacha which is specific to a pandish. And maybe that's the chiluk. Udoich a gadol. Chavul asirle klal shi does a ram l'dinu k'moshe kosa b'gan a ram. Kibur bir gro sefei the tamish gurar k'asirle k'shi does a rash. But now not because of the ram that pandish is mutter. It's a halacha specifically to a pandish. It's a general rule that the rashba says it's mutter to do this. Okay, but the prima gadam gives a very nice tarot. It's like Mishnah Berurah. Who? The sifhei sha'ar b'medas al gabi kederes chamin oitav shul. It's a pot which has food in it. Well, nefshel klal kamin al gabi kira. So the pot, the bottom pot, we'll call that pot A. That's one that's on the fire. That's cooking on the fire. When you put it on top of a pot, it itself is cooking on the fire. It has food in it. The fire is helping pot A to cook or to heat. So then we look at, when you put on top of that, that's not the aish, because there's something in between which is taking advantage of the uses of the aish, the bottom pot which is cooking the food over there. That's over there. Therefore it's an empty pot. So its whole job is, he said, well, no, the fire is heating the bottom pot, and you're just putting it on top, not on the fire, but on a pot. But the fire, the pot is nothing, it's doing nothing. All it is doing is giving a covering to the fire. So that's called the din of putting on top a place which is Grufa Ketumah. So you need to try a chazar. It's cooling it off a little bit. Okay. And if you had a pot which had food in it, and you want to put on top of that one a second thing, so that's mutter. That's the chalan of welcome bishul. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's definition. So the chalan of this is that in this case over here where the pot is empty. So the whole function of putting the pot there is not for cooking its own thing. It's just a way to facilitate cooking the other thing. So you can't say it takes away from the nirkam of Ashul because it's there to help cook this thing. So that's true. So its function is to cover the fire and make it less hot, etc. So that's not going to be matan nesin l'chadchila. But a case where the bottom kedera has nothing to do with the upper one, it's there for its own business to cook. So there you have this heter that putting the pot on top is like it's, people perceive that it's not at all connected to the fire. So you're putting it in a place where it's not al gabi eish. So then the heter doesn't look like mevashel, it doesn't look like derech bishul is sufficient. So there is, if you remember, there is this idea, something called the keder blech. Right. The difference between the keder blech was our blechs obviously are at best are like sif gimel, but that would not allow you to take up something Shabbos in the morning and put it to warm up. So they came up with this idea: why don't you make a thicker blech, which has a hollow inside of it, filled up with water, and then so the fire is warming the water, and then when you put it on top of the blech, the bimut to the sidur l'chadchila. That was the argument. So there is one pesuk which allowed that. The other pesuk was said that the subterfuge doesn't work. In the case you have a because you're not using the water, you're not really cooking the water. I mean, you're cooking the water, but the water is irrelevant. You can't even take it out on Shabbos. It's in there, you know. And you know, people leave it there from week to week, or they never clean the stuff inside. The water comes out. It's like it's repulsive. You're not going to use it anymore. The lumbus is if the fire is there to cook the bottom pot, so people perceive when you're putting on top of the second pot, on top of it, the fire is no shaykhus to, because the fire is not there for the bottom top pot, it's for the bottom pot. So that's not called the nesin al gabi eish. And over here, where nobody uses the bottom stuff, the water on the bottom, so people see this. Yeah, this is your way to put your pot on top of the fire. That's what it is. So that way goes, and that's the thing of Kerry Konis. What'd you accomplish? So then somebody came up with a new idea. He's going to make a set of this like a thin thing. It's talk a large area, it's about yay high, and half a spigot. It's your urn. It's your hot water urn for Shabbos. So that, and that would talk about mutter. So, I know somebody who produced them. He sold them all out within a very short period of time, and he often has reproduced them yet. So that's the question of that quote unquote. They call it the unblech. That was what it was called. Remember the unblech, the kder blech. So that's this issue. The chara doesn't. They're trying to accomplish this bir halacha, but it's questionable. There is a place in Mishnah Berurah which is mashma. Later on in Shein Yuches, that you can, by putting a pot upside down, the sin al-chachil is mutter, which doesn't seem to fit with what he's saying over here. It seems to be a steer between the Mishnah Berurahs. And then the question is, that's the Mishnah Berurah in Shein Yuches, which is talking about Bishul. And here he's talking about the halachas. This is really Shia Chazor and the sin al-din. And this is the primary place where he discusses it. This is how he presents it over here. So over there, you have to understand what it is. But there are some poskim who were samech on the Mishnah Berurah over there, that this heter of keder rikon is not only does not need tanai chazara, and it's going to actually be matter even a sin al chadchila. And that's why you'll see some people will take Shabbos morning a cookie sheet or a 9x13 pan, turn it upside down on top of the blech, and then put food from the fridge on top of it and warm it up. Even if that's mutter, you still have a problem. You still have a problem of nayalid, and you still have a problem of bishul if you have liquid involved in it. So I was once in somebody's house, you know, and my wife said to me, like, you know, she went to the kitchen. She said, "Come to the kitchen to me," you know. So you had this pan of chicken with like the liquid like bubbling, little piece, you know, around the chicken, you know, and it had been put there Shabbos morning. And she said, "I don't think that's mutter." You know, I think you're right. That'll be questionable. Okay, let's hold it.